Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winski Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winski Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskiBrothers.com. Winski Brothers, because size definitely matters.
My life was challenging from the beginning.
Daisy spent most of her life in and out of foster care.
It's always in the back of your mind. When am I going to have to move again?
Daisy finally has the safe, permanent home she deserves, thanks to the work of the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, which is committed to finding forever families for the longest-waiting children in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
It takes strength to trust your natural ability. It takes strength to rely on hard work alone to elevate your game. It takes strength to refuse to improve your performance by artificial means. In other words, it takes strength not to use performance enhancement drugs. High school sports help give today's young athletes the strength they need to reject performance enhancement drugs. Instead, it teaches them to reach higher, to achieve their full potential. At the Indiana High School Athletic Association, we're committed to helping teenagers understand the dangers of using performance enhancement drugs. They're not just illegal, they're also no substitute for hard work, dedication, and desire. Reach higher. This message brought to you by the IHSAA, inviting you to support the athletic events at your local high school. You'll like what you see.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
Summer temperatures have returned to the forecast. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 87. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 68. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 88. Monday, sunny and hot with a high of 91. Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high of 94. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone County, Clinton County, and Carroll County. DailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. We're in the third quarter. This segment, Blake Betzner and the Carroll Cougars is up. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, doing well. Hey, just going to let you know, we got a couple new guys in here this year. They're helping out the show this year and going to be transitioning over to probably just replacing me because they do such a good job. But,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you do, Sam. Sam and Kyle Etherington, Sam Wirt, they were on the call last night for your game, okay. Coach, for Hoosierland TV. And, of course, they watched the game, and I was at Clint Prairie and watching that game or at Frontier, and I was actually watching your game on my phone and was like, wow, the Cougars have reloaded and doing well, and I didn't expect any different. I remember being back at Carroll in March for a girls' basketball game and saw you guys lifting and doing all your things in that gym that morning, and I'm like, he's replaced them all. They're going to be just fine, and you are. So congratulations on your win last night, and if you want to talk about the great start the Cougars had.
Yeah, there's a lot. It was funny because before the game, I looked up in the stands. I always like to look up in the stands just to see the people out there. It's a fun thing just to bring the community together. And I saw a lot of nervous moms for the first time that had their cameras out, wanted their boys to play, and told the coaches, we don't only have nervous kids. We got a lot of nervous parents. So we replaced 7 defensive starters this year and 8 offensive starters. So, we know what we have. We think we have a lot of really good players, but we didn't know how they would react in that first Friday Night Light game. And we had a rough first 2 series, really. Offensively, we threw an interception. Just bad spacing. It was not a quarterback fault. It kind of ran around the wrong route and just the wrong place at the wrong time, and then they moved the ball on us. They got the ball about the 15 and they scored on us. So I was really interested in seeing how our guys would come back from that after getting hit in the face and just, all right, what kind of team are we? Are we going to be able to deal with that? Is this group going to be able to handle that? You know, they've always won. Can they handle being down? And then they rattled off 55 straight points, and it kind of answered our questions about what kind of kids we have.
Yeah, you got great kids, and I'd say last year they learned something standing there in practice, you know, going against a top 10 team every week, you know. Yep. That had to play a part into that, you know, just the competition they faced in practice every week last year.
Yeah, and a lot of those kids would have been playing. And I think that's one of the hardest things we teach at Carroll, that we don't play many sophomores. I mean, there just isn't many sophomores on our field. There haven't been for the last couple of years. And they look around and see all their friends from other schools that are, you know, starters and, you know, doing a lot of those things. And we always tell, it's your time. It's going to be your time. You got to work, and as soon as you get to that level, it's your time. And, man, they bought into that. Those sophomores, those freshmen and sophomores understand that they got to keep getting better every single year, because as soon as that breaks, as soon as those kids don't buy into getting better as freshmen and sophomores, when they jump up to juniors and they're not ready, that's when we have major, major problems. And I'm so proud of those guys. And that shows with those seniors now. Not a lot of those guys played until they were juniors. And now, you know, those younger kids just been able to continue that loop, and that's been huge for us.
Coach, we talked earlier this week, and you said the team was going to be a lot more spread out. Last year, obviously, you had Keegan Ellis that was a monster, and you hand the ball off to him 30, 40 times a game and let him go to work. But you were right. It was a lot more spread out. You had multiple guys getting in the end zone, multiple guys contributing. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we have five skill guys that are, when they're all out on the field together, it's really hard. You know, I'm a defensive guy. I've always been a defensive guy, and I look at our team and I think that's not any fun. I mean, it was no fun to deal with Keegan Ellis, I wouldn't think, but now we're just so much different with our passing game and our speed. There's five guys that can hurt you at any time, and this is the first time in my career here that I felt like it doesn't matter what play you run, all those guys are going to be successful. So, yeah, I was really proud of every one of them. And we really tried to spread it out, you know, kind of like what we did early in the year, last couple years, Keegan. All right, let's keep his rushes to 10 carries today, you know, because I know he's going to carry the load later in the year. And we tried to do that a little bit with Aiden Wiles. Aiden Wiles is going to be really, really special. He's, you know, second fastest kid on our team. Really, really, really fast. It runs hard. And I think he got, I don't remember his numbers, but he didn't get anywhere close to 20 touches like a lot of our fullbacks do. So we really tried to spread it around. And Coach Hendricks does a great job with those guys. And, yeah, we had four passing touchdowns in the first half. And I don't know if my first year here, I don't know if he passed it four times in a game. So it's a little different philosophy and a little different. Just in 1A football, it's kind of like defense. 1A football, you got to change your defense around a little bit to match up what other teams do. And I think we got to match up our offense with what our kids do. And our guys bought into that too. So.
And having a third-year starter at quarterback and Mr. Tanner, that's got to feel good back there because, you know, he probably feels really comfortable, and that's got to help.
Yes. He's grown up so much, and I'm proud of him. He got a little frustrated last night, and, you know, I talked to him about things, just, and it wasn't about anything he did, but just, you know, like some situations. And, again, he's played with a lot of younger kids. Last year, he was the young guy. He was the young pup there. Everybody was like, okay, you know, just do your job. Now he's got to be one of those main leaders, and it does. It gets frustrating sometimes when you got new guys doing stuff that you're like, okay, this isn't like it was last year. You got to walk down. You got to do those things. So he did a really nice job. Really proud of him.
Coach Kyle Etherington here. Thanks for being on the program. You said that you were a pretty defensive guy, and I made the mistake of watching film from last year, and I thought it was going to be run, and everything like that. How have you adjusted to dealing with an offense that is much more spread out and quite entertaining in that second quarter with all of those passes? But how have you adjusted to that being a defensive guy, and how have your players adjusted to that as well?
Yeah, I think they lie. I think they enjoy it. I think they just know what's best for the team. I think that last year again we had some big wings. Viney was a 6'4". 190-pound kid. Dominic Barnes was 235. Our run game was just a little bit different last year because those guys would come in on belly and just destroy the middle linebacker. Now we've got 160, 70-pound kids that are our wing guys, and they're just a lot faster. So I think that was the buy-in. They know. I mean, they understand that there's no reason to do stuff that we can't do very well. We would need to do stuff we do really, really well. And, again, I'm really thrilled with our offensive coaches that have – you know, taking that, and we talked about it a lot. We got to do some things differently this year than we have in the past, just to match our offense. Then defensively, you know, as a defense guy, I just want to score points. You know, as many points as they can score makes my life a lot easier. I always tell Coach Hendricks, you know, hey, if you score 35, we'll win a lot of games.
We'll
win a lot of games if you score 35.
Well, I can definitely say from our point of view, there were many times where there were 8 guys in the box and there were 11 guys in the box last night. So myself, I'm 6 foot tall and everything, but I was shaking and I wasn't even close to the field last night. Is that meant to be a big time blitz, or are you just asking the kids to take what the offense gives them and knock them out, essentially?
Well, and our kids know, and it's one of the hardest things we deal with, because we never run a kind of a base defense ever. I mean, every team, we specialize every defense for each team, you know, really. So if you watch our films from week and week, very few of them are going to look anywhere close to each other, because we're going to take almost a completely new game plan. So some people think we're a 4-3, a 4-4, a 3-5. I mean, it just kind of changes in that aspect. And our game plan this week was make them throw. Just make them throw. They throw it, and they had a couple. I mean, that number four, a freshman, he's a scary kid. I mean, Cason Fellows is a really, really good athlete, really good player. And that kid got open a couple times on him. But we knew they weren't going to continue making those connections all night long. But we're not going to give them 3 yards to play. They're not going to hold the ball for all game. We're going to force them. If they want to run that offense, they're going to have to throw the ball against us. And the kids just, they were so good. I mean, they did a lot of flipping and they did a lot of changing. And our guys, they're really smart kids. And they were able, I don't think we had one misalignment all night, you know, after I watched film. After you go back and watch film, you're just like, man, they played stuff really well. I put them in bad situations a couple of times. That's what I always tell the kids. The other coach gets to coach too. You know, we're not the only ones who get to coach. So when they see what we're doing, they're going to try to put us in bad positions. And then we got to fix those bad positions. And so we talk about all those. You know, we run through different scenarios in practice. This is what they could do, and it puts us in a little tougher position. But this is what you got to do if they do this. And they, after about the first quarter, they really zeroed in. And I'm not sure, you know, until we put our young kids in the third, we were really able to take away what they wanted to do offensively.
Hey, Coach, I was watching on my phone last night, and you talked about it earlier. You got a lot of kids that just haven't ever seen the field until last night.
Yep.
You know, really good. One of them, Emery Deaton. Can you talk him a little about him a little bit? I know, I mean, he's just a kid that probably exemplifies your program of outside of football, in football, and just, you know, took the opportunity last night and ran with it.
Emery Deaton, we like to send him out first in pregame because he just looks like a freak. I mean, he is ripped.
He is.
I mean, he is 180 pounds of just solid muscle. Fat, you know, third fastest kid on our team. I mean, he is an all-out football guy. That's all he talks about. That's all he wants to do. He played a little bit for us towards the end of the year last year at outside linebacker as a sophomore. And Adam Central's coach came to me after the game and said, I don't know who that kid is, but we can't run at him. We can't do anything at him. So I go, I know he's only a sophomore. That kid's going to be a really good player. And he just kind of took that, and he's ran with it. And Emery Deaton is going to be an absolute stud for the next 2 years. So we're very excited to have him. Great kid, too. I mean, just like you said, a kid that you just love having around and just representing your program. But I think it's good. We have our camp out every year. And Coach Hendricks made a great point. He had a couple guys stand up. Keegan Kingston Ayers is our strongest kid on our team. Hey, how many varsity snaps did you get last year that meant anything, not during, you know, mop-up time? None. And he's going to be a guy that never comes off the field for us. So Keegan and Aiden Wiles the same way last year. Emery Deaton played the last 3 games really for us varsity. So that's what we hit with those sophomores. Not many of you are going to play varsity football. You know, you're going to get in there every once in a while. You have to have a really good JV year because, again, when those guys next 10 leave, you got to be ready.
Hey, Coach, we just got about a minute left, but I want you to talk about your trip to Southern Indiana next week.
Yeah.
I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek there a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a long ways.
It is. It's always a frustrating one for me because they must do things a little bit different in that area because we don't get rosters. I just now got our film, so I don't know much about them. I looked up their highlights last night, looked up their stats, so I guess I do know that, but we're excited to go down there. We're excited to go play whoever wants to play us. And well, I've tried to tell the kids, who cares how long it is? You get to go play football. So go enjoy your night, and we'll come home hopefully with another win, and we'll move on from there.
Hey, I've been to Southern Park County many times on the back roads. It's a little different down there. Maybe even scary at times. So maybe you guys take some security with you. I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
Hey, great start for Carroll Cougars. I mean, you guys are doing great. You're ranked right up there in the top 10, you know, and we expect big things. We were going to talk about earlier, but let's shout out Bud Wright. Missed his first game last night in 60 years. Took a tumble last week in the scrimmage. You know much about it, Coach?
I don't. I just heard he wasn't coaching. Yeah, I heard.
I guess he had to have surgery yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock. That was the only time they could get it, and that's a big game on your schedule way down the way.
Oh, yeah.
And I won't tell you what I predicted on yesterday for the end of the year for high school football in 1A, but if you catch my drift, that could be a huge game for Hoosier Heartland Conference.
Nope, I'm excited. You know, we're always excited for that one. That's a fun game for everybody.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you next week.
Yep. Have a good one.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winsky Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winsky Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or visit WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, because size definitely matters.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line, so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen.
Attention bargain hunters, Wesley Manor Village is hosting a massive garage sale and open house Saturday from 9 to 2 at 1555 North Main Street in Frankfort. Get amazing deals on household goods, antiques, toys, furniture, and more. It's also your chance to explore select village homes and visit Wesley Manor Share and Care Shop and General Store. American Porkers will be serving breakfast and lunch, so don't miss it. See you at Wesley Manor Village garage sale and open house this Saturday.
Welcome back inside the huddle. Fourth quarter's up. Clinton Prairie Gophers are here. Coach Slicker. Hey, Coach, made the travel to Frontier last night. Maybe not the start the Gophers wanted. Maybe not the start we've had in several years, but got a lot of younger players, guys in new roles, and then hats off to Frontier. They've really improved their program. Very slick quarterback last night. We had trouble containing him at times, but, you know, you live and learn. It's high school football, right? There's always next week.
Well, first of all, yeah, thanks to all our fans who made the trip. They were a great crowd. And, you know, we knew that they had a lot of returning players last year. They'd only lost a couple of kids off a team that, you know, really improved as their season went on last year. So we knew it was going to be a buzzsaw last night. And, you know, I thought overall there were a lot of positives last night. You know, you always – no one goes into the first game of the year saying, hey, gosh, I hope we lose, and we can learn from that. So – you know, obviously we were trying to win that game last night. And, you know, new coach, you know, he did a good job. And, you know, you just aren't really sure. You know, you can pull up last year's film, but it's a new coach. So things are done a little bit different. And, you know, they had a couple surprises for us last night that I think got us. You know, the reality of the game was they scored 5 touchdowns, we scored 4. And we were, what, an inch from having 5 ourselves. So, right. You know, I give our kids a lot of credit last night. We, you know, we couldn't – just never seemed to – get control of the game, but boy, we kept fighting. And you know, watching the film, boy, there sure is a lot of positives. And you know, we're still very encouraged this morning.
Let's talk about some of those kids that played last night. First game at quarterback, I guess he played a little bit last year, Kai Jacobs, but I thought he did really well. He got a lot of new players out there, so you know, it's just trying to get in sync. And you know, he was throwing the ball around a little bit, but maybe as the year goes on, they'll make a few more of those connections.
Well, you know, Kai is a guy that has played the last couple of years for us, and he's been, you know, really a great player for 2 years for us. I thought he had a very, very fine game last night. And, you know, if you look at our team last night, you know, we do have some new guys out there. And, you know, first really experience, you know, if you go around the horn, You know, even on offense, right? Hunter Cooper didn't run the ball once last year. And really, Hunter Cooper played with a broken arm all year last year in JV, so he didn't play much offense. I thought he ran the ball very well last night. Braxton Dell certainly didn't run the ball last year. I thought he ran the ball very well last night. Braden Jarboe had a fine game. You know, Connor Rios gets hurt on the second play of the game or, you know, first series. Really feel bad for Connor. Hopefully he'll be okay. Alex Keen comes in, does a really fine job, catches a nice touchdown pass for us, right? Alex is only a sophomore. You know, and then a wide receiver out there, I thought Elijah Edwards, and then senior Ryan Harshbarger, his very first football game, right, made a really nice catch late in the game. And you know, we have Nick Ewing back, and, you know, Nick's been doing some positive things, caught a touchdown in our scrimmage. Evan Smock has done a nice job. He started outside linebacker for us last night. And then, you know, you look at our offensive line. Kyle Harshbarger had a heck of a game last night on both sides of the ball. I thought Drew Thatcher did as well. He's a returning player for us. Dylan Thomas played a very solid game at center. And then, you know, a couple newcomers out there. I thought Jackson Wells did well at guard last night for us for his first varsity game. And a lot of potential there. And certainly Keaton Williams has been around. He did a nice job as well. So, you know, offensively, you know, I think we're just trying to still put the pieces together and try to figure out exactly what we are. You know, those questions are being answered as we go. You know, we really had some good field position early in the game last night. We really did. Gosh darn, we had the ball at midfield like three times and just weren't quite able to put it together. And then once we got going, I don't think they really stopped us. Once we kind of got our confidence going, right? We turned it over there on maybe one pass, but obviously the turnover at the 1-inch yard line, it's really hard to tell if he was in or not. But I give our kids credit, right? We're battling right to the end.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job responding last night. Every time, you know, Frontier put a, you know, a touchdown drive together or something, Prairie came right back. And you know, just a few penalties here or there. Right after half, I think you had them third and long and then jumped off sides or something. And, you know, that propelled their drive. And, you know, just little mistakes like that that, you know, really come back to kind of hurt you in the scheme of things for the game. But you correct those, and as the season goes along, you'll be just fine.
Well, you know, defensively, you know, we're young in spots. We know that. I thought Wyatt and Luke Harshbarger played outstanding for their very first football game last night in coverage. Very impressed with them. Kyson Habenga did an excellent job at safety last night. Jacobs and Jarboe played a little defense as well. King does a nice job. Hunter Cooper really is his real first varsity start, honestly. He, you know, we look at him as a guy that played last year, but he really didn't play much varsity. He did a nice job at linebacker. Hunter Haynes, you know, still dealing with a little bit of an issue in his leg, but boy, when he was in there, he's making an impact at linebacker. Braxton Nell had a super game. I'd give the game ball to him last night. But, you know, Braxton's been dealing with sickness and things like that, so it's good to see him back.
He was kind of living in their backfield last night, making a lot of big stops.
Boy, he really did. You know, really, we just gave up some big plays, right? A couple of those 50-50 balls that they just threw up in the air, they were able to get. You know, give them credit, right? I mean, we're not taking anything away from them. We knew that those kids were highly skilled. But, you know, overall, there were a lot of positives. Liam Hughes, I thought, had a nice game on the defensive line last night. So it's just a matter of, you know, trying to learn from the mistakes that we did make. You know, it's just little things when you watch the film today that, yeah, obviously we need to get a little bit better at.
Let's talk a little bit about I've kind of noticed in the last several years, you know, white hats don't really call holding. And, you know, I think maybe last night – Frontier did a really good job in the interior of playing by the rules, you know what I mean, and playing up to the rules. And, you know, you hear a little bit of yelling and holding and stuff like that, but you got to play what the referee gives you, right, you know, sometimes?
Well, you know, certainly, you know, you could argue there's holding on every play.
Exactly,
you know,
that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, and, you know, you watched the film last night, and, you know, I'm sure we were guilty of holds that weren't called as well. So, you know, the officials didn't lose the game last night. You know, there were a couple calls there that are just close, right, they're really close. We thought there was a horse collar on Kai Jacobs on one of our two-point plays. And then later in the game, you know, they call a horse collar on us, which, you know, watching the film, I didn't really see. That was the one that I was questioning, just like, can you at least tell me what the rule is? But, you know, I mean, it goes that way. You know, those plays didn't lose the game. It's really hard to tell on the touchdown. And you know, Hunter Cooper is making an effort play there.
He's trying to win the game.
Yeah, it's first and goal at the seven, right? We're running it down to the – inside the one. Let's be honest, if Hunter just goes down at the half yard line, we got a real good chance to score there. So the, you know, but you're not blaming Hunter. You know, it's one of those things. He was trying to make the play, you know, maybe not in that situation. You know, we've talked about not reaching that ball up, but you know, I'm blaming him. Gosh, he played his rear end off last night. So, you know, I think, you know, if you win your first game, sometimes it's fool's gold, because you're maybe not as good as you think you are. If you lose your first game, you know, you immediately reassess everything. The key is what you do from here, right? You know that, Jamie, and you guys. It really is going to be like how we respond. You know, we're going to put that Frankfurt Central game on here and watch that, I'm sure, carefully here the next couple of weeks, because those are our next two opponents. And we're going to see plays in that game that were real game changers. And you have to start making those plays in your favor. We just didn't quite make enough. We had a couple chances for a pick last night that just off our fingers that could have really changed the game. And I think we're going to make those plays as the year goes on.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about that game against Frankfurt coming up next week. That'll be on Hoosierland TV, the game of the week. Obviously, Frankfurt lost to Clinton Central last night. What are your just initial thoughts on that game?
Well, anytime you get into a county game, there's going to be a natural elevation of, just whatever you want to call that, it seems to matter more. And so, for them, I'm sure that they're disappointed this morning. But, a wounded dog is a dangerous dog, right? So we're going to get the best that they can give us next week. And, we're kind of the same way right now. We're trying to pick up the pieces. So, I told the kids this morning, it's not earth shattering, right? And, we have a lot of goals in front of us. But really, we just need to focus on our own improvement this week. And like you were saying, Jamie, clean up some of those little mistakes that we made and learn. And, we are playing some sophomores and juniors out there who just haven't had that varsity game experience. The JV's games are great, but it is a little bit different on a Friday night. And, we expect Frankfurt's best. We're hoping for a great crowd, right, just from the community, right? We hope Frankfurt has a great crowd. We hope our crowd's great. And I know it's two 0-1 teams, but don't judge a team too early in the season is what I always say, especially when they're a young team and an inexperienced team, because teams can grow and improve greatly as the season goes on.
Yeah, that's been kind of the theme today amongst all the coaches. That first game playing high school football, first time you've ever stepped on that athletic contest, there's just a jump from – eighth grade year to freshman year, freshman ball to JV ball. And, like Clinton Central, for instance, those guys they've been grinding for 3 years because, they got thrown the wolves when they were freshmen. So they're not that, young team anymore. Frankfurt had a young team. You had a lot of young guys out there last night. And those mistakes will go away as the year goes on.
Well, you hope so, right? That's your goal as a coach. You're trying to improve those things. And, every year the schedule changes. You go back and look at last year's scores and say, well, gosh, you're going to win this game or you're going to lose this game, right? We're all guilty of that, right? We're looking at the Purdue football schedule thinking, gosh, they got no chance in this game.
Right,
the reality
right.
is we really don't know.
No chance against Iowa, right?
Right, well, they better hope they don't play the Hawkeyes. But you know what I mean? It's one of those things where, we're trying to figure out. I've had a lot of people ask me what I think of our team right now. And, what I say is I'm still not sure, but I like our team. I like several of our players. I like our team's attitude. There's some things. I think there's some doubt crept in last night, right? Once you fall behind, this idea that we're going to win. Where some programs right now, we're winning this game no matter what. But, a loss can be beneficial if you could learn from it, grow from it. And obviously that's what we're going to try to do this week, and we're going to try to build. And I will say this too, and to our fans, like I said, I really thank them for going. Gosh, we have been road warriors here, it feels like. And I know it's only been one game this year, but if you were part of the team last year, right? We ended the year on long trip, and then we go on a trip to our scrimmage, and we're long, last night's trip wasn't quite as long. But
and the fans are following you. I will say that about Gopher football.
Those fantastic.
Great crowd. I mean, there was standing room only.
It was fantastic. And gosh, I mean, we're just it's going to feel weird to have a home game next week, to be honest with you. I'm not going to know what to do. I'm not we got to get this bag packed and that bag. And so it's going to be nice to be at home. Hopefully that'll, be to our advantage next week. I certainly think it helped Frontier last night, right, being at home. And it should, right? You get your home.
Well, they're a program I think has been thriving for a big opening night like that. I mean, we've beat them pretty handily for years, and I know a parent from the other side, they were totally shocked. They were expecting, just to get throttled again, but I think they've been working hard as a program, and they had some kids that showed up last night.
Well, you watch the film. I say you put the film on, and they had dominated their scrimmage, way one-sided, and we knew that they would be better than anybody we had played, in terms of our scrimmage. So and it just was that, we had a couple chances there early in the game, and we just didn't take advantage, right? If we could have gotten the lead, the things would have changed. And, give credit to their quarterback. I thought he had obviously a fine game. He had a couple throws there we almost picked, and he was able to make a couple really long runs. And, this week will be a new challenge. I'm sure that Frankfurt, having not watched much of them yet, has some talented players. Obviously, they're a big school and going to have some good kids. And you know, we'll have to figure out a way to try to stop them this week. At some point, right, you've got to play a little bit better defense than we are right now. So we know that. I think our kids know that. One thing I will say about our defense, I didn't think there was a ton of missed tackles last night. You know, you can say, well, we missed tackles. Maybe just misaligned a couple times and then, you know, not quite where we need to be. But I thought overall our tackling was a little bit better, which is encouraging because in the end, if you don't tackle well, you won't win. So, you know, if we can continue to improve or keep our tackling where it's at and improve it, I think that'll help our defense.
You guys got anything else to add here for week one?
No, I don't think so. I appreciate you coming in, Coach, and best of luck next week. We're looking forward to covering that game on Hoosierland TV for the game of the week. So we'll be out there. Tune into that. Also want to thank Gawinski Brothers for sponsoring Inside the Huddle. So thank you to them for bringing you this. Anything else, guys?
Hey, we'll see you next week. Looking forward to it.
Hey, we really do appreciate the coverage, guys. And like I would tell Gopher Nation, hey, don't give up on these boys, right? They were all there this morning. They're ready to get better.
And, Coach, you talk about getting better. We've got some younger guys coming in here, Mr. Etherington and Mr. Wirt. They're taking us to the next level, so I know exactly how that is. We're getting better in here, too.
Well, I'm impressed so far, guys, so keep up the good work.
I got to pay you for saying that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. You've been tuning in to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Winsky Brothers.